Hello and welcome to the Silver Linings podcast with me, Callum, and my good friend Buster. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm fantastic, thank you very much. Very excited about lockdown and Trump. It's just going to be such a great...
There's a lot going on, isn't there?
Yeah, very exciting. But let's actually be more optimistic because obviously that's what we do on this show, right?
Yep, it's a good news only zone.
Yeah. But there might be some good news for us after tonight because it's actually obviously pre-recorded, as all podcasts are. So could be some good news for us waiting on the other side, right?
Yeah, fingers and toes crossed.
All right. Oh, wow.
Trump's my man.
That's a trick. That's a trick. So we actually have some good news for you guys as per the podcast, but this is actually personal good news rather than good news of the world, I guess. So over the past few weeks, you guys haven't been able to listen to our lovely voices because we took a little bit of a break because we wanted to refocus on what was actually good about the podcast. We took a lot of your guys' feedback into consideration and also discussed it internally of what we wanted to get out of the podcast. Now, moving forwards, we're actually no longer going to be called the Silver Linings Podcast. Sad times. But this is a good news for you guys because it's going to be focusing on what you guys want. So this week will still be the Silver Linings Podcast and still be called that. It'll be the last episode. As of the week afterwards, we're actually going to be now called That's News to Me.
Great name.
Which is going to be, thank you very much. It was me, wasn't it? It was me that came up
with
that.
I think so. I mean, we'd all had a bit to drink, so I don't remember a lot of it, but...
It was definitely me and I wasn't drinking. You know, I was just wasn't drinking. Odin. Now he's muted. Fucking knobhead.
It's an unmistakable sound of a vape there, wasn't it?
I know, right? It was perfect timing as well. It's like, yeah, I wasn't drinking, but... And then he went... I inhaled some stuff, some narcotics. So that's going to be moving forward. We're going to be called That's News to Me, which is still going to be delivering you guys the good news that you guys want to hear every single week so we can feel better about humanity and moving forwards. But the central focus is not going to be on good news itself. As we've listened to your feedback, you love the weird, you love the wonderful, you love the fantastic. So we are going to be exploring that with you guys week in, week out with Buster, trying to find the weird and the fantastical and delivering it to me in a very Buster way. So you guys get what you guys wanted. Now, there is going to be a segment delivering to you guys every single week about good news stories around the globe. But as I said, we'll no longer be focused on that as our main point. I'm very, very excited to be able to give you guys what you guys have actually been asking for over the first 16-odd weeks. And thank you very much for actually supporting us throughout lockdown. So this is going to be a new chapter for us. And we're very, very excited to be able to offer this for you guys. So please, when we send you over our new Facebook page and our new podcasts on all the different stores of where you can get your podcast, please follow, please subscribe. It really helps us out. Buster, do you have anything to say about the new era?
Well, the Silver Linings Podcast is dead. Long live. That's news to me. That's a great name. I think it's going to be a really good show and we're looking forward to continue to find kooky news, weird stories, and interesting shit every week.
Yeah.
And I hope you all enjoy listening to it.
But it was a good journey, right? And we thought the Silver Linings was no longer really spoke of what we were doing every single week. And moving forward, That's News to Me will be much more centered around amazing news stories that people just would never have heard before, and we mainly won't be really focusing. They'll just be fantastically weird stories and things that you guys will want to hear every single week.
Yeah, and so, people might be interested to know that we've also taken a symbolic pay cut for this new show. We have actually decided to take no salary in the recording of That's News to Me. which was the same as on the Silver Linings podcast. So as I say, it's symbolic, but I hope that you people appreciate the spirit with which we've done that.
And if anyone knows maths, we actually took a 200% pay cut.
They can't prove we didn't.
They can't. Well, it actually also is true. 200% of zero is zero. So,
oh, people are going to at us about that. We're going to get a lot of letters. This is like that letters. Time we said pi was exactly 3.
Letters. Carrier pigeon. That time someone sent me stuff by cannonball to my house. Did you know that the first ever airmail was by train?
Well, they fired a train from a cannon.
No, they thought they'd take it by air balloon, and everyone was like, this is really fantastic, like the first piece of mail to go from one side of America to the other on an air balloon and it by air, and you know, amazing new piece of technology and what we can do and how much further we can communicate with people. And the hot air balloon didn't work, and so I just took it by train.
Oh, jeez. It's technically shouting something to somebody else airmail, because the message is going through the air, isn't it?
Yeah.
Hmm. There's some nutter sending airmail to people down the bottom of our street.
I like him. He's always trying to tell you how, like, you know, Trump's a good guy.
Yeah, he sent me an airmail that the end is nigh the other day.
Yeah, and
5G was responsible.
But to be fair though, Buster, like, you're not like the smartest guy in the world, because I once saw you shouting into an envelope and asked you what you were doing. You said you were trying to send voicemail. So don't pretend that you're all clever and ting.
I'll be sending you a angrily worded shout soon enough. So do you want to jump into some good news?
Yes. So apart from that lovely news announcement that we have just let you know, we couldn't leave the podcast, could we, Buster, without actually sharing some good news over the past 2 weeks to get your appetite wet. Can you say appetite wet or give you a wet appetite?
It's wet with an H as well, so you might have to say wet.
Wet.
Yeah.
Wet. Wet with a appetite. Wet with an appetite. That's
yeah, something drown,
completely different. Drowning someone and giving them some marijuana. That's wet with an appetite.
This could be news to cheer people up depending on the results of the US election as well.
Indeed, indeed, indeed. So my first one is New Zealand votes to legalise euthanasia. Sadly, not cannabis. My sister's fiancé was actually a big part of this, and because of coronavirus, he couldn't go over and help legalise cannabis because he's part of drug reform. And so I went to speak to him about this the other day, Buster, and he was fuming. And I was just like, oh, they didn't legalise cannabis in New Zealand. He's like, I really don't want to talk about it. I was like, what? And he's like, no, seriously, I'm going to get really upset. And I was like, ooh, hit a nerve. But yeah, euthanasia. If you're ill, you have to kill yourself now. So that's fantastic.
Yeah, that is good. Because I think a lot of people, when they hear that or think about it, worry about it being like misused in some way, that, you know, people are going to get, you know, just off for being a bit, you know, having a bit of a tickly cough or something. But of course, these things like medical euthanasia is always really, really serious. And there's a lot of people, doctors and family members and the affected people, and, you know, sometimes lawyers and things all involved. So these things, it's great to have these things legally sorted, because it gives people the confidence to know that they're going to be looked after and cared for if they're really sick, not just...
But there is the conundrum though, Buster. Mm-hmm. A person can write down legally how they, why, and in what circumstances they want to have euthanasia, right? So if someone says, if I ever get dementia Alzheimer's. So if you get dementia or Alzheimer's, then I want to be able to give me the right to euthanize myself, right? That's you of a sound mind making that decision. Then later on, you get dementia and you say, no, I don't want to be euthanized now, right? Do you take that as actually, he's not of sound mind because he's been diagnosed with dementia over the past 5 years and his brain is clearly fall into pieces. Do we actually take the sound mind and take that and go, right, that's his decision at sound mind, or do you take the decision of him of non-sound mind? So then you go, okay, he's of non-sound mind, but we're going to accept that he doesn't want to kill himself, so that's good. And then 2 years later, even more deterioration, he goes, actually, I do want to kill myself. And then you go, okay, now he's not of sound mind. Mm. Do we now go back on what he originally said? So there is a conundrum when it comes to being of sound mind and making your own decisions.
That's a legal minefield, that, isn't it?
Yeah, but generally, euthanasia, good thing. Fuck the Christians. Do you know what I mean?
I had a really great idea that I never got around to patenting for something called a euthanasia chip, which is basically a microchip in your brain, which is, don't worry about how this works, because, you know, it's technology that hasn't
normally
been
around yet. Normally, but when it comes to patents, you need to say how it works.
Yeah, this is one of the reasons why I haven't got around to it. Yeah, but it's a chip in your brain that... basically, when a certain condition is fulfilled, will blow up and kill you instantly.
Wow.
So you can program your youthful self criteria for your later life. You can be like, okay, if I ever buy a caravan, off me. You know, if I ever start wearing socks with sandals with a beige tank top, finish the final act, suicide chip goes off. So you can have all this stuff planned out. And it's
good to motivate you. If I ever become incontinent when I'm older, then kill me off. And then accidentally, when you're 70, you get too pissed and you piss yourself a little bit. You're like, no!
I mean, this is guaranteed to have ironic consequences. Like, you know, the monkey hands that make wishes, you know, you wish for something and it turns out to be evil somehow. So, yeah, that's another reason it hasn't been designed probably. But yeah, if anyone's got technology to read thoughts and blow up brains and wants to... help work on that idea with me, the euthanasia chip, then do get in touch with the show.
Well, luckily enough, Elon Musk does listen to the podcast quite religiously. So
he's definitely crazy enough to consider it. So next bit of good news is to do with the world's loneliest elephant is being allowed to leave the zoo where it was held captivity for a better life in a sanctuary with its other elephant mates. So
I'll never forget that day.
Yeah. This is an elephant in a zoo in Pakistan, and he was dubbed the world's loneliest elephant because all of the other elephants in the zoo died, partly because of the poor treatment they received there. And he himself was in a really bad way, was malnourished and overweight at the same time. But
it's an elephant, though, isn't it?
I mean, yeah, it's heavy. Yeah.
Can you imagine being an overweight elephant? Jesus Christ.
The stuff size people would geezer. Say about you. Luckily, they have thick skin, I guess, so that wouldn't affect them. But this zoo is an absolute garbage fire. Well, kind of literally. So they're trying to release some lions back in July. And I don't know who thought this would be a good idea. But instead of just putting cages in the enclosure, maybe with some food in, they tried to scare them into the cage by starting a small fire, which quickly burned out of control, killing both the lions. So this is definitely the sort of zoo you want to escape from. It's not even safe for the visitors there, I don't think.
Are they sure they just didn't want to recreate one of the penultimate scenes of The Lion King?
It may have been the motivation, yeah. It was unfortunate when they released the warthog and the meerkat into the lion enclosure and they were immediately mauled. It's like a bit of meat jerky for a lion, isn't it, a meerkat? Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some other interesting elephant news as well recently. There's an elephant in New York that's a part of a court case to decide whether it's a person or not, to try and release that elephant from captivity.
The Elephant Man is a real person. I think it's disgrace.
Well, that's the thing, that this elephant could be the other elephant person because it's a female elephant, but... it's the same age as Mary J. Blige as well. I looked up. It's interesting about trivia. 49-year-old elephant. And Mary J. Blige is 49.
There's so many 49-year-olds. And so unfortunate Mary J. Blige has been the one that...
Pep Guardiola. He's the same age.
Pep Guardiola. Fair enough.
Pete Rock. No relation to Kid Rock. Just another guy called Pete Rock.
Just a Pete Rock guy.
Yeah.
Jacinda Ardern, more good news from her. She's appointed the first openly gay... Deputy Prime Minister and Foreign Minister with a Maori face tattoo.
Is that the same person, openly gay and with a face tattoo?
No, the gay deputy.
The gay deputy, is that what we're going to call him now? What progress for the world?
GD. GD. GDPM, which is Gay Deputy Prime Minister, is different person from FM, which is Foreign Minister, not Football Manager. Although I do love that game. And so the Foreign Minister has the Maori tattoo and the GDPM is gay.
So the way to remember it is FM, Foreign Minister, face Maori. Okay.
Yes, exactly. And so just Jacinda Ardern, legend. But they didn't actually put the face tattoo geezer in the article.
That feels so really like a bit of an own goal.
Yeah, I really want to see his face. Might have to look him up, but you know.
I love those Maori face tattoos. They're really beautiful.
And just Arden's just a legend, isn't she? But couldn't get Pot over the line though, could she?
No.
Jesus.
No. She'd rather kill all these. Another bit of good news. The America's, I should say, most polluted river, or most toxic river.
Crimea stream.
Yeah. Crimea stream of molten lead. It's the river's called the Duwamish, which sounds kind of onomatopoeic, like a water rippling and splashing around. It's a great name for a river.
Yeah, the amount of times I've heard of water go Duwamish.
Dishwash, Duwamish. You know, it's like it's got some sort of some watery qualities to the name of it. I think it's great.
Just because the dishwasher uses water.
Yeah, British waters.
And then all you thought, you just stand there and you're like, you know, dishwashers live longer with Calgon. I changed it. I know it's supposed to be a washing machine, but it didn't work otherwise.
Okay. Well,
it didn't work at all.
Product placement.
Yeah.
So this Duwamish River has basically been a open season for pollution for like a century. So there's like heavy metals like mercury and arsenics put in there, industrial waste.
Marilyn Manson.
thousands and thousands of copies of Britney Spears' album In the Zone from 2003, which of course contained the single Toxic. So this river was an absolute mess, still is to some extent, but is recovering. There's wildlife returning to the river, salmon running through the river, not literally, they're swimming, but they caught a salmon run. And no need so far for a whoosh cannon to fire the salmon out of the water back in.
Not being forced there by cannons, are they?
No.
Have you
just
seen
a primitive way of sending airmail?
Yeah. Have you seen the Britney Spears recently about what she's been up to on Instagram?
I have not. I didn't realize she was still about.
Gideon.
I thought she'd retired.
My God. Oh my God, mate, you need to look into this. Basically, she is under conservatorship, which is basically ownership of all your assets and your time and whatever you're doing, by her father, and has been for the last 16 years. And everyone's trying to free Britney. It is mental. Go look it up. Wow. Go watch her Instagram videos as well. She doesn't sound right. It's weird. It's just a weird situation. But I'm glad she's finally out that river and into her own house to be able to send us some videos.
Yeah. Detoxifying a river is always a great thing.
It is. Next, unconditional job guarantee to be trialled in Austria. Obviously, my company is actually from Austria and actually in Vienna. And sadly enough, I actually was not going to be there, but I've been around that area before, and there's obviously the sad news that came out last night about the terrorist attack. I hope that everyone is fine there. But they're trialing a job guarantee for the first of a time. So everyone will always have paid jobs. And basically, the full wage will be the amount of money that people would there be earning underneath the job seeker's allowance. So everyone will always be guaranteed a job. I think it's around about 30,000 euros a year, and so that they can live off of that, which is really cool.
I think it's a great idea. You know, Richard Nixon was a big fan of this universal basic income.
Yeah, it's just because you could spy on everyone, though, wouldn't it?
Probably, yeah. There's got to be some nefarious motivation for it, yeah.
If everyone's in work, then you can bug everywhere. You can't bug home, so that's a bit too far. His own home. You can bug your own home, which I think is fair, actually. He did bug his own home.
So, yeah, well, we all do that. If you've got an Alexa or a Google Home or a phone, it's got a mic that's listening to you. So, yeah, we're all bugged.
Exactly.
So, I like to mess with my Google Home by just ordering things or like adding things to shopping lists that sound like they could be used for terrorist attacks, just to keep them guessing, you know?
Give me some flash.
Yeah. I was proving the point to someone the other day, and I was asked Google to read out my shopping list, and it had like 40 liters of bleach on it.
It's just a joke for yourself, really, that, isn't it?
Yeah. Also, not long before, I'm not able to do the podcast anymore because I've been arrested by counter-terrorism.
Everyone's Googled how to make a bomb, though.
Have you Googled how to make a bomb?
No, I haven't. I was just testing you. I thought you'd say yes.
You're probably one of those spy cops, aren't you? Yeah. You're going to marry me to get information about my bomb making lab.
Super cop, meet the cop. It can't be stopped.
Next in the great news of the last couple of weeks, solar panels. So,
electrifying news.
Yeah. So solar panels use this. Solar panels use something called the photovoltaic effect to generate electricity from photons of light, which, fun fact, was invented by, or this this effect was discovered
Professor Photon.
Professor Photon, or as we like to call him, Albert Einstein, one of his many achievements. He discovered this photovoltaic effect. And so these PV panels, as we call them now, solar panels, are all over the place. They're a massive, massive help to switching from fossil fuel to renewable energy. But the big problem with them is they're really expensive to make comparative to other renewable energy forms.
He's all about the Benjamins, wasn't he? Albert Einstein.
Yeah, he worked at a patent office, so it was always about the money for him. But the problem with them is, they're expensive to make, and they can be bad for the environment because producing them, they only have a certain lifespan. So, you generate a certain amount of emissions in just producing them. So there's a certain time that they're used for that they're actually catching up to become net carbon neutral. But the good news is some researchers have been testing some new patterns on the surface of the panel that make like a checkerboard pattern that I don't think it explains how this works because it's probably something quantum physics that's beyond anyone's ken. But
something quantum physics-y. That's how to speak the highbrow stuff, isn't it?
It is
that's
a how world beyond those. Understanding. Like it's a strange world where like things can pass through walls and be in two places at the same time and stuff. But what they've managed to do is make them 125% better in this.
That's great. So it's a bit cheaper. We can get solar panels for cheaper now and help out not using dinosaurs to heat up your kettle.
Yeah. And also they'll be cheaper. But one of the interesting things about these new potential new designs is they'll be thinner. So that means they could be flexible. So they can build them round bent structures. So rather than having like them up on
just the flat
big
panels.
Mounts on your roofs. Yeah, the flat panels. And they've pitched right. You can have ones that are curved around buildings so that they catch more of the light across the whole day.
Make buildings out of it.
Yeah, why not?
That'd be
I
great.
Saw a boat on the Thames last year, which was a hydrogen and solar powered boat. So it used solar panels to power a machine that split seawater into hydrogen and oxygen. And it used the hydrogen to burn and power the boat. So they managed to sail this thing right around the entire world, powered just by hydrogen and sunlight.
That's so cool.
It's the future.
That is cool. Well, the present. He's already
it's
made
the
it.
Present, but we live in the future. It's 2020. That is the future, really, isn't it?
Yeah, this is the time where we should have be flying cars though and stuff like that. Which actually, we already had a flying car, but it didn't take off. that is actually true. You actually had like wings on the back of these cars, but they basically were too expensive. They thought that people would want to start taking themselves to airports and stuff, but it just didn't work. People just rather commercial. Look into it. It's really cool. Taiwan's military includes same-sex couples in wedding for the first ever time. So more legalizing gay marriage across the world. Just fantastic. I'm from Brighton, so can't not love the gays. If I don't like the gays, and I don't like half the people in Brighton. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or
10% of the world or something like that, is it?
Yeah, whatever it is. But everyone's on a spectrum. Everyone's gay, at least. Like, you know, Beckham, get in my mouth.
Wait, are you saying that you're gay and you have a crush on Beckham, or that he's gay and to show support for his footballing, despite you being straight, you want to give him a blowjob? You might have to explain that one in some detail.
I fancy the hell out of him. I fancy him a lot. He's just, and I bet he smells amazing. He just looks like he smells amazing.
What do you reckon? He smells like a nice cologne or like freshly laundered clothes?
Oh, I know some people that smell too much like detergent, and it really puts me off, and I hate it.
I really like it when people smell like clean clothes. I prefer that to cologne, I think.
No, it's like too much detergent. Like they put in like loads of the kind of like powder. You know,
what I always like to do is like when I'm at home walking around the house, you know, there's little like washing pods that you use, you know, the ones that you go in the drum with the washing, they're like a Tide pod sort of thing. What I like to just take one of those and put it in my pocket of my clothes. Just forget about it. Don't worry about it. Over the course of a day or two, it starts to just like break down and start to like release its nice detergent smells. And then when you do come to wash the trousers or coat or whatever, they do, they're already in there. So you like extra suds. It's a good tip, a good cleanliness tip for those listening at home. Just pick up pods. It also might look
like you've jizzed your pants.
There is a slight risk with that. And also if you put them in a rear pants pocket, sitting down can potentially be embarrassing because it will make an audible popping sound and, you know, blue goo will spray out of the back and onto whoever's behind you.
Society, please don't do that.
So, everybody loves reading books. I think we can all agree that everyone loves books. It's like slow TV in your mind. Everybody also hates Jeff Bezos. The man's got too much money and he should just stop it.
This is just literally opposite of my life.
So, I'm referring to
Amazon.
I'm dyslexic.
And I love getting stuff delivered to me next day. So,
yeah. So I maybe should revise that. This isn't for everyone, but this is something close to my heart. I think Amazon has a bit of a stranglehold on the book sales, online book sales market, and it's a shame to see that causing local bookshops on high streets and stuff go out of business or struggle. Because while it is great to get books cheaply and get them delivered so quickly, that is all undeniably great stuff. The great thing about bookshops is you can peruse and browse them, and they're curated by people who love books too and know what is popular and what you might want to read and what books go well together, rather than the Amazon approach, which is more like every book you could ever possibly conceive, user ratings and people who bought this frequently bought X. Those things are great, but there's nothing like that, really nothing like a real bookshop experience where you go around and you spend a while looking at books and having a peruse. It's
horrible, isn't it?
So to try and fill that sort of gap of a bookshop experience online and not giving money to Jeff Bezos so that he can dive into it like Scrooge McDuck and roar over it like Smaug the Dragon, there's some entrepreneurs have created something called bookshop.org, which is, as it sounds, a website, but it is lots of local retailers. So it launched in the US, it's now over here in the UK. Loads of local bookshops are part of it. So when you buy a book, you're buying it through their website, bookshop.org, but it's actually been bought from a local bookshop and they get the 30% of the cover price, the full profit margin, which is what they get when you buy a book in store. And Bookshop is doing this as a not-for-profit. So as they become bigger and more popular, they're injecting money into this platform, but they're not asking for subscriptions from these bookshops. They're trying to do this as from a social good perspective. They want local bookshops to exist.
Well,
in the future, into guys, the tech age.
These guys sound very book smart, but to be in this business, they'll have to be. Well, I guess book smart, actually.
I mean, so, yeah, I think they've
maybe,
nailed it.
Maybe they do need to be in this business.
Yeah.
They know books. They're smart about books.
It's apparently what's called a B corporation, these guys, which is a mission to benefit the public good by contributing to the welfare of the independent literary community. It's pretty good. So I urge everyone, if you think about buying books for Christmas presents or just for yourself to read in lockdown, because we're going to be locked down in the UK for at least a month, but probably longer, go to bookshop.org and have a little look. See if you find any nice books to buy for yourself or your friends and family.
I will do, but I'm dyslexic, so books hurt my face. even though I do actually do a lot of reading, but it's more like news related.
Good news related.
Yeah, the last one from me today is there's been celebrations in Chile as they vote by a huge majority to scrap the Pinochet era constitution. If people don't know about this, it was essentially a military group kind of took over Chile a long time ago, set up a constitution that basically it was a dictatorship, and there was a lot of very bad, horrible rules against the citizens of Chile, and now they have kind of taken a massive swing, and Chile is very much a progressive country now, and they actually voted overwhelmingly in favor of change, 78.24%, and 21.76% rejected the change. It's crazy. 20% of people. Well, I'm mental. But yeah, so it's a new massive change to the constitution, which is really, really cool, and yeah, getting rid of that kind of political murder, torture, and exile that was around in the 1980s with this constitution, and it kind of compromised everything that was going to be good about Chile. So yeah, hopefully good change forward for the Chileans, and obviously Chile, you know, it's just delicious food, isn't it? I love a chili. Oh, it's from Mexico, but it's nice.
Yeah, it's Chile again in Mexico. Well, some good news out of the US, hopefully to supplement some of the good news we might hear by the time this podcast comes out. But in Texas, the youth vote, which is people under 30, which is sad for me as someone who's over 30, but the youth vote is up 600%, which is fantastic. Great engagement of younger people, which is really important, because if you think about it, the youngest people voting election have the biggest stake in it, because they're going to live with the consequences of that theoretically the longest, which is great. The other recent 600% increase we've seen is in malicious emails related to COVID-19. So it's good to have some good sixfold increases out there.
Yeah. This is what I love. Like back in, even when I was younger, 20 odd years ago, it was like, oh, young kids don't know what they need. Like, you know, they're not involved in politics. They're not reading. They're not doing this. They're not trying to change the world. They're just doing nothing, going around happy slapping each other and ruining life.
God, happy slapping.
Going against all what their parents are good for. And then now, like, it's completely turned the other way, where these kind of like, you know, and evidence shows that the younger you are, the more liberal you are, and the older you are, the more right leaning. And so, like, these young people are actually taking a stand and being like, let's put some more liberal values in early doors. And everyone's now like, oh, bloody youth, doing nothing but getting involved in politics and bettering the planet by, you know, wanting environmental changes. Ugh.
Yeah.
What a weird thing to say. They're doing exactly what you wanted them to do 20 years ago. So be happy that they want to make a change and more youth are getting involved. And actually, as you said, like, they got so much more at stake than someone that's 80.
Yeah. Yeah, this is their world.
But yeah, that's it for Silver Linings Podcast, actually. Not even that's it for this week. This is it for the Silver Linings Podcast. We have no more to give you in terms of silver linings, but what we do have is brand new news for you moving forward next week, with some brilliant anecdotes from our good friend Buster here, and also on top of that, some really amazing news that I'm sure, hopefully, we can be sitting here next week and saying Joe Biden is the new US president. But we'll wait and see. Is there anything that you'd like to say going out about the Silver Linings Podcast? Is there any, you know, kind of last final words that you want to say about the Silver Linings Podcast?
Yes. I'd like to thank everyone who listened to the Silver Linings Podcast. Thank you for everybody who spoke to us either in person or texted one of us or wrote comments on social media, giving us encouragement or good feedback, the feedback which resulted in us changing things up and starting the new podcast. Thank you to everybody for that, and I hope you will all join us listening to That's News to Me. And I'd also like to end with a correction that was texted to me by a mate last week, that we recently referred to Jacinda Ardern as the head of state for New Zealand. She's one of our favourites. We talk about her every week. She's actually not head of state. That's the Queen for some reason.
Yeah.
She's just the Prime Minister, but still a hero in our hearts.
Yeah, she's a legend and we love her. Big up Jacinda Ardern, our favourite person of the podcast. Big up to you guys. I've turned into Westwood.
Callum, what he's doing these days.
Callum Westwood Lennon. Big up to my Jacinda Ardern. Big up to you guys. Big up to Buster. Big up to me, because I'm a legend. And I'll see you guys next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.
but not on the Silver Lines podcast. Big up the Silver Lines podcast. Big up That's News to Me. But more big up That's News to Me. Big it up to Odin as well. We forgot the pineapple hair temptress behind the scenes. And have a lovely week. And bye-bye.
Bye-bye.